Yeah, I mean, it definitely felt good knowing, because like you said, I worked on a lot, so it's just being ready for the opportunity when it come. I had put the work in, so the preparation, I was ready to take the shot.
It all feeds this idea that we've heard from Coach Berg all season long, trust the process, trust the process, the 300 club, and looked like 301 was pretty good too.
Yeah, it definitely was. It definitely paid off in those last two shots in those final seconds, so it just felt good to get a win.
All right, walk us through both of them, the one at 28.8 and then the one that ended up happening with 8/10 left.
I mean, the first, they both was just like, the clock was getting low, so it wasn't too much I could do if I didn't shoot it. So it was just my first instinct when I caught it was I was going to shoot it. So I just trusted I was going to make it.
What is it like to be in moments like that?
It's fun because knowing you put the work in for those moments. So when they come and then you're successful in them, it definitely feels really good.
I know that yesterday was a little bit difficult, losing by 17. Coastal shoots 51%. Today you hold them to 45. You guys make 5 of 20 from 3. The last two, of course, were absolutely huge. But to also go 10 of 11 from the free throw line in a game that was decided by 3 points, those extra free throws, a little bit more meaningful too, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something he talks about all the time, making our free throws and stuff like that. So he wants us to shoot like 80% as a team. So I think we did that night, like you said, with 10 for 11. So that definitely played a big part in a close game like this.
Coastal had gone into first place after the victory last night. You're able to knock off a first place team, mm-hmm. stay in contention for one of those top two seeds, because with the tournament structure this year, the top two seeds in each division get that first round bye. A win like this, though, has to tell you guys that you can beat anybody in this league.
Yeah, we definitely know we're as good as any team in this league. It's just a matter of us putting it all together and playing hard playing together each and every night. So, because we're definitely talented enough, and our coaches are good enough, we just got to put it together every time we step on the floor.
Now, I said after both of them, you look pretty stone faced. You gonna let yourself smile a little bit after doing that? He is smiling. The good thing, he is smiling.
Yeah, I was upset a little bit because I didn't play well before that. Like, I had a couple turnovers and stuff like that, but I mean, it definitely felt good to hit those shots.
Elijah McCadden with 0.8 seconds left hits the three that puts the Eagles in front for a good 61-58. The final. E, great job. We'll catch up with you.
Appreciate it.
That's Elijah McCadden, the junior from Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. We'll catch up with head coach Brian Berg as the Ford Locker Room wrap-up continues in just a couple of moments. Eagles win a thrill over first-place Coastal 61-58. This is the Ford Locker Room wrap-up from Learfield, IMG College.